And this is Heather.
And this is Conspiracies Unlocked. And today we are talking about the true story of the not only the first Thanksgiving, but the history of Thanksgiving, as well as Abraham Lincoln's major part in the Thanksgiving that we know and celebrate today. And it's kind of a fucked up story, to tell you the truth. It's really juicy and it's very interesting. And I thought this whole episode was going to be just like a really like blasé, like,
like the history you hear in school.
Yeah, like, and you know, it's not true, whatever. But it goes so much deeper in that, and I just kept being like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I was even reading through it a few minutes ago. And I went down another rabbit hole and added to my episode because I was just like, oh my God. It just kept happening. So it's very interesting. And this, it's a good one. So first of all, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, yes.
And what are you doing for Thanksgiving? What's your new normal?
So this year I am going to my brother's house and they're hosting, him and his wife. And, we're just going over to my brother's house. This should be really chill, really...
That's so fun.
...low key, and, it'll be nice to see everybody, and just... His wife really cooks really good. She's vegan, so, like, everything is always so fresh and so yummy, and I'm really excited because...
So you're not gonna have any turkey?
Well, sometimes I make, like, a small little turkey.
Just for, like, other people?
Just, not a turkey, but just a turkey breast.
Oh.
You can buy just a turkey breast.
Yeah.
She'll sometimes make that for other people that do want to enjoy turkey. But she always makes, like, really good, like, quinoa and potatoes and, like, veggies. And
yeah.
Like, so much other things that...
All the sides. She's, like, perfected all the sides.
Yeah, she cooks really good. And then I was like, okay, well, what do you want me to bring? Like, I need to bring something...
Alcohol.
No, they don't drink, really.
Oh, my God. Yeah. These poor people.
They don't really drink.
I'm sorry, Clay.
So, but it's fine, because I can't drink anyway, because I'm doing a whole fasting thing.
Yeah, she's very hangry all the time. She ignores me a lot now.
Well, I'm doing, I'm doing a...
intermediate.
Like, intermediate fasting where...
Or intermittent. Intermittent.
Yeah. Well, I fast for 18 hours a day, and then I eat for 6 hours a day.
I've heard that really works. I've heard a couple people doing that, like, and seen the results firsthand, and supposedly it works.
Yeah.
I could never, because my stomach, like, your stomach is all growl. You'll probably hear it in a few minutes. I can't do that.
I can eat in like 2 hours. Or what time is it?
It's 11:25.
Yeah, I can eat at like 1 o'clock.
Oh my God.
But I can eat from 1 to 7 p.m. and I can eat pretty much whatever I want. I mean, I do choose healthy foods, but like you can, it's, if you want potatoes, eat potatoes. You want pasta, eat pasta. You want bread, eat bread. It's not like you're not denying yourself what you like. Like yesterday I made pasta for dinner.
Yeah.
I just ate a small portion with a bunch of asparagus, but like I had the pasta.
Yeah.
You know, so it's doable. So I'm eating on Thanksgiving. I mean, it's fine. And everything I know is going to be yummy and healthy. But it's funny because he said, don't worry about bringing anything because they have it covered.
Yeah.
And so I was like, okay. So I was like, they have cats. And I was like, okay, I'll bring a cat toy. Like, just being silly.
Yeah.
And then Finley and I went to go get his car, like, a bunch of maintenance on his car. Like, just oil change and stuff. And we had to wait. We were right there by Petco. I was like, hey, let's go get a cat toy. A cat toy. So we found this really funny cat toy. And it's a kite on a string.
Uh-huh.
And it's not marijuana. It's marijuana.
Oh.
It's catnip. And it's marijuana.
That's cute.
So we're going to get the cats high on Thanksgiving.
Perfect. I love that.
Here's your gift. Your kitties are going to be stoned. So we're having fun, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's fun. Yeah. We are getting ready to go to the desert, and we're going to go to the desert for Thanksgiving, as we do every freaking holiday.
Yeah, but you have your house out there. So.
Yeah, we have our house that we're, like, doing, and... the kids don't like turkey. Like, they don't, I don't like turkey. Nobody likes turkey. Brad loves turkey, but it's just going to be us five. So the three boys, like, Zane isn't even coming out until Friday.
Oh.
So because he wants to work on his buggies and stuff. So it's just going to be, like, us. And Brad's like, fuck this. Like, I'm not going to make all this food. No one's going to eat it. Blah, blah, blah. So he's like, we're just going to do steak and potatoes.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So that's our Thanksgiving dinner, but I make really good potatoes.
Yeah, no, you gotta do what works for you and what everybody likes. And it sounds good to me. I love steak and potatoes. Yeah. You have to have A1 sauce, though.
I was just gonna say that. So because the house isn't all done up yet, we don't have things yet that, like, we don't even have, like, salt and pepper there yet.
Oh, gosh.
You know what I mean?
Salt and pepper.
So I'm going to the Walmart today to get, like, a casserole dish, because I'm also going to make green bean casserole. That was his, like, one request. I don't even eat that. I don't like that. Nobody likes that except for him.
I love green bean
casserole. So I'm just going to make, like, I'm going to try to make it, like, a small portion of it, but whatever. Maybe I will like it. I don't know. I just don't like beans. But I know green beans are different, but I just need to get out of my head about that, because green beans do not have the same consistency as normal beans.
No, right? They don't. And then plus with, like, all the stuff you put in there and the, like, French onions, like, crunchies and stuff, it doesn't even really taste like green beans. It just tastes like all the other
stuff. For me, it's not the taste for the beans. It's the consistency, because it feels in my mouth like I'm eating dirt.
Oh, it's, like, too mushy or?
It's too grainy.
Grainy?
Yeah. Like, too, like, dirt.
Huh. I would think that the consistency would be too mushy for some people, but I don't think it would be too grainy.
It feels like I'm eating dirt.
Huh. Okay. Yeah, no. I can see how that wouldn't be appealing. If it felt like you were eating dirt, I can see how that wouldn't be appealing at all.
Yeah, so that's that. So let's go on to...
I have another question. About your desert house.
Yes.
Okay, so remember when Bed Bath & Beyond was closing and we bought all kinds of stuff?
Yeah.
Did you already set it up?
Some of it, but because the roof, like, we have a ceiling, but we haven't put the, what are they called?
The shingles.
On the roof yet, because what we did was we got a tiny house, and then, it's, like, a really big tiny house. It's, like a 800 square foot tiny house. It's not like a tiny house, like a 60 square foot, like, trying to go small. No, we're trying to go big, as little as possible, but be as big as much.
Yeah, it's your desert house. Yeah.
So we made a second story. So now we have two stories, because there was, like, a loft, so we extended the loft. So in doing so, obviously the ceiling had to go, or the roof. So we, so there's, like, a ceiling and stuff, but, and it's pretty well sealed, but we do need to put on the, shingles.
Yeah.
But it's so hard to find someone to go out there and do that. And the way that the ceiling is, it's almost like, what you see in, like, at the snow, it's, like, very tip top, like, very pointed.
Yeah.
So you can't just, like, go and walk on the ceiling or on the roof.
It's not flat.
It's not flat. It's not even remotely flat. It's, like, inclined so much.
You,
like,
can easily slide off.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, there's literally, we have the rock climbing harnesses there. So when they were building it all, they could, because we just built it, like, my husband and family just built it ourselves, and friends and employees and stuff. Like, we did it.
Maybe they could bring a crane and just stand in it and just put it on, like, they do the electrical poles and stuff.
Because that's cheap, or Heather. I mean, it's positive.
Boom, or
I don't know, but I know what you're talking about. But yeah, because that's cheap, so I'm sure that'll work out great. So I have put up the curtains and some stuff, but we still haven't. I haven't put anything, like, only one room is completely sealed, and that's the boys' room. Our room is the top story, and then the living room and stuff. I'm just worried. It's pretty well sealed, but I'm worried that sand or if it rains or something will get in and ruin everything. So I don't want to, so we're not putting anything.
So you haven't got to decorate yet.
Not all the way, but I am, because we lost some of the curtains in the drive. Remember the big bag of curtains? So that's part of my Walmart trip today. I am going to curtains, all the staple foods, like salt and pepper, casserole dish. I have a whole list of just stuff that I need to buy for the house that can stay out there all season.
Yeah.
You know, like peanut butter and jelly can stay out there all season. It doesn't need to come home. It doesn't even need to be refrigerated, you know, but then in the summer we'll take it all back out again, you know, all the salsas, all the hot sauces,
canned goods and stuff.
So we're gonna do that, and then we have a pantry, and that is very well sealed because it's like a closet, you know.
Yeah,
so it's like I have a lot of stuff in the closet areas. That's kind of where I'm storing everything right now, but until we get a ceiling, I don't want to bring out the couch or this or that, you know. I don't want to bring everything out.
Yeah, I was gonna say, send me pictures of how you decorated it, because I was with you when you picked
stuff out. all the rugs were out.
You like, yeah, because you're like, what do you think about this one? So I was like, oh, we went see how it all came together. Oh my gosh,
we went like at least once a week for a month during their closing.
And I got a bunch of rugs too.
Yeah, the rugs are so cheap. They're like 90% off at the end. And so the rugs are there because I wanted to protect the floor in case sand or rain did get in. And I'm like, well, I don't care about the rugs. Like, we can replace those. I don't want to have to replace the whole fucking floor, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, let's move on with the episode now. Now you got all that about my house.
She's gonna be busy.
Yeah. So we all know, like, the story of Thanksgiving, at least what they taught us in school. And honestly, it's probably to save us kids from the bloody truth and not scare the shit out of us.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. And so the story goes that the pilgrims came on the Mayflower in September of 1620. They found America, the Indians welcomed with open arms, and they had a giant feast to commemorate them coming together. While I'm not going to say this story is completely false, it is definitely not the entire story.
Yeah, maybe a few of them were like, oh, hey, you can chill with us, right on.
Well, the reasoning, though, we'll get into all that, because that did happen.
And the rest are like, get the fuck out of here.
Exactly, exactly. So we'll get more in depth with everything. So the people who set out on the Mayflower were a group of English Protestants called the Puritans, and there were 102 of them, including women and children. They wanted to break away from the Church of England and, like, the crown and all that, so that's why they wanted to come over here. But first, what's interesting is that the colonizers were first in Holland for 12 years. So they almost just didn't even come here. They tried Holland first. They suffered major financial problems and received funding from English merchants to go to the New World, probably to get them the fuck out of there.
Yeah, they're like, have fun in the New World.
Yeah, like, get out of here. Stop trying to take our land. Go find some other land to take, you know. So that trip took 66 days, putting them, so they left in September of 1620. The trip took 66 days, putting them right around, like, November, December of 1620 when they landed here in America. They were headed for New York, but the bad weather led them to Cape Cod, Massachusetts, and that was right before winter hit. So, like, they were kind of, like, stuck there in Massachusetts. As winter approached, the settlers had, like, no home, nowhere to stay. They hadn't had a chance to, like, get off the boat even. Like, winter was here, you know? So they mainly just, like, stayed on board on the ship, and even while being on the ship, they suffered from exposure to the weather, scurvy, outbreaks of contagious diseases, like, and fun fact, the settlers were, like, super dirty. Even after all this, the Indians were trying to, like, get them to, like, bathe and be clean, but because the English were so, like, that's indecent, we can't, like, get all of our clothes off at the same time, that's indecent. So the Indians would be all over the place just, like, going in the river naked, like, we have to wash ourselves. Yeah, they're like,
nature people, clean yourself.
Exactly. They would be like, okay, well, I'm going to take off my jacket and wash my arms, and then I'm going to take off this part and wash here, and then I'm going to put it back on, and then I'm going to take off what my grandma used to call a whore's bath.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they were just, like, dirty. So, and with that, they brought, like, so many disease and ickiness. It was just ew.
I can see that the natives would be, like,
they said that they smell really bad.
Yeah. Like, they were, like, repulsed by them.
Yeah. Like, you smell bad. You're not right. Like, you're not, like, natural, you know? Yeah. It's interesting to think about us now because we're so clothed and all that. Like, if we were all just to be, like, free and just, you know, I don't know, like, without all the pollutants in the air and just everything, just how much more clean and, like, even though it sounds more dirty, how much more clean we'd actually be.
Yeah, I mean, if you just go bathe in the river, I mean, they can leave their undergarments on, but that's still indecent.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. And you don't have to be completely nude.
But that's how you get yourself clean. Go take a bath.
I mean, like, bra and underwear, but they didn't have probably bra and underwear. They probably had, like, bloomers.
Yeah.
And a camisole.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, for sure.
They could have just gone in the water like that and not been completely nude. But even that is 2-inch skin when they're covered even up from their neck to their wrists to their ankles. You don't see anything but, like, a face back then.
Yeah. And that's not that you're not cleaning yourself at that point. Yeah. You know?
It's like not
you're,
proper.
It's not cleaning.
It's not clean and they're not proper if they try.
Yeah. So during that whole, like, living on the boat, exposure, disease bullshit, they lost over half of them, like, died just on the boat. Never even made it, set foot in America yet, you know?
I believe that, yeah.
Yeah. So in March of 1621, that is when they started moving towards the shore to stake claim on land. While they were coming to shore, they were greeted by a native named Samoset from the Abenaki tribe. How did they greet them, you may ask? Why in English? How did they know English? We'll get to that. One of those bloody little stories. It's all fucked
up. The natives knew English?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the natives knew English.
Okay.
So that native left them and came back with another native named Squanto, who was a...
Wait a minute. Is this the New York tribe?
Massachusetts. They're still in Massachusetts. Okay. Yeah. Okay. The native left them and came back with another native named Squanto, who was a member of the Pawtuxet tribe who had, get this, already been to England several times.
So he was a world traveler.
Yeah, he was kidnapped several years earlier.
Oh, he was kidnapped? The chief? Yeah.
No, just another person.
Oh, not the chief. Okay.
No. It was a different tribe. So he brought him from a different tribe to translate better for him.
So maybe that's why he was going around, because he was a translator.
No. We'll get to that.
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out
why. Maybe that's why. I'm like, no.
Okay. Sorry.
I'm interested.
Yeah.
So Squanto from the Pawtuxet tribe.
Yes.
New England, because he was kidnapped several years earlier by some other explorer.
Yeah.
He was brought back to England to be sold as a slave.
Oh, that's not good.
He then escaped slavery and hitched a ride back to America on a different exploratory expedition.
Damn.
When he came back, his tribe was completely wiped out.
So he was the last survivor?
Yes, because of the diseases the English had brought with them in the years prior.
Oh, wow.
So when he left, the English brought disease with them, took him. He came back all dead.
So it's kind of good that he left, because he would have died.
Yeah, but...
I mean, not good, but...
Get more into his story in a little bit, but he was the translator between the Wampanoag and the settlers. He also taught the settlers how to fish, forage for food, use the fish as fertilizer, work the land, and just merely survive. All right, so get this. In the fall of 1621... So they've already, like, made this little, like, they're cool with each other, the Indians and whatever. They're, like, fine, right? In the fall of 1621, four settlers went out hunting with their guns, right?
Yeah.
And they were gathering food and, like, hunting. And, you know, they were going to have a celebration of thanks for surviving the year. And it was already, like, a tradition to have a harvest celebration. Like, they already were used
it's
to doing
harvest.
That. It's a harvest celebration. When the Wampanoag heard their guns, they lost their shit, thought that the settlers were coming after them and, like, were preparing for war.
Oh, but they were just hunting for
food.
The harvest.
So the Wampanoag prepared for war themselves and got 90 of their men, soldiers and shit. Decided to, like, okay, we're going to go fucking fuck these people up, because you have to think there's only 50 of them. They lost over half their people. So if they have 90, that's 2 for 1, you know, like, we got this. We're going to go fuck them up. They get out there. They figure out what was going on. The Wampanoag was like, oh, shit, my bad. And they then brought
food. They didn't fight
because they figured out, because there was only a couple men.
Yeah.
And, you know, the men were probably like, dude, we're just trying to get food. Oh, my God. Like, what is going on? Why are we being surrounded? Like, oh, my God.
We're just hungry.
Yeah. And so they were and they told them, like, hey, we're just getting food for the celebration, blah, blah, blah. Like, you want to join? And so the Wampanoag went and got food and brought their people.
Yeah.
And that is how.
It's like a potluck.
Yeah. And they celebrated for 3 days, and that was the first, quote unquote, Thanksgiving.
And what year was that?
1621.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Okay. So there's the cute little story. They have a cute little translator. So
that's the story learn in American public schools, a version of that.
Yes.
That's
the story that we hear about the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
One more fun fact before shit goes bad and you hear the real, real bad shit. What did they eat? Traditionally, we eat turkey, potatoes, green beans, and pumpkin pie.
Let me guess. Okay, so what state are they in?
Massachusetts.
And it's before the frost, like it's before it's cold, because, I mean, it's cold, but it's not snow or anything yet. They're harvesting stuff. I'm trying to think what might grow there and stuff, so I'm really not good with geography, so I'm like, okay. I would think that for meat...
I don't have any of these answers.
Oh, you don't?
No, because I just...
Oh, it was a game and I was going to give
you... No, I'm sorry. Yes. Because I just quoted a Pilgrim chronicler, Edward Winslow. I quoted one of his passages, and it just says, historians have suggested that many of the dishes were likely prepared using traditional Native American spices and cooking methods. Mm. Because the Pilgrims had no oven... And the Mayflower's sugar supply had dwindled by fall of 1621. The meal did not feature pies, cakes, or other desserts, which have become a hallmark of contemporary celebrations.
Okay.
So I don't know what the main thing was.
I'm not even thinking pies, but now that they don't have ovens, you know what I'm thinking they probably did? They probably killed...
And then put it in the ground?
Put it in the ground like the people do with goats.
And Hawaii, they do that. The pig roast thing, yeah.
So maybe they got like a... And is there elk
And that's
there?
Why there'd be 3 days, because it takes like a day or two to cook that damn thing
maybe
underground.
Maybe there's elk. Maybe they had elk.
Or moose.
Do they have moose?
I don't know. It's really close to Canada, and Canada has moose.
I can see them getting like venison, like having venison in the ground, like... Like
venison?
That's elk, isn't it? Venison?
I don't know. It sounds really expensive, though.
Venison is
I thought
is
venison
elk.
Was a little goat or something.
No, venison is deer. It's like it's elk.
Is elk a deer?
Elk is an elk.
Hold on.
Wait, a deer?
Oh, my God.
An elk or a deer? Venison!
Venison is a deer.
What's elk?
Or antelope. I don't know what an elk is.
Isn't an elk a deer?
No.
Well, we used to eat venison in my family.
Well, that's deer. Elk is like, elk is big. It's like a moose.
No, elk is like not what I was thinking. Yeah, I was thinking venison deer.
Then look, there's an elk and here's a moose. I'm showing her pictures and the moose. They're like the same. An elk is a smaller moose.
I think they would eat venison.
Moose are so cute. I want a moose.
There's moose in Washington.
I like moose, I think. They're very scary, I think.
They're huge.
Yeah.
It's like a big... gigantic
elk
cow with horns.
A muscular deer.
Actually, some cows have horns or bulls.
Yeah. Okay, anyways. The peace between the Native Americans and the settlers that had the first Thanksgiving and all that, it only lasted one generation, so about 50 years. And that was it. After that... back to war and like hating each other. Separating myth from reality has gotten harder and harder throughout the years due to the way that the education introduces Thanksgiving along with mainstream media. Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, anyone?
I love that.
Kids learn Thanksgiving through school plays, pageants, cute shows, and everything is all gravy. See what I did there?
It's all gravy, baby.
It's very hard to be this punny. So
you're so corny.
I'm so corny. It's hard. It's hard to say easy being cheesy. Okay, let's move forward. I need a drink. So let's
talk. That's be nice. All I can drink is water.
All right, let's talk about how the Indians already knew English and what happened there. Like I said before, Squanto was kidnapped 6 years before the Mayflower even came on the scene. A slave trader had kidnapped him. He spent 5 years in England. And luckily, a Catholic church helped Squanto escape and get back to North America in 1619. So a year before the Mayflower arrived, he'd just gotten back. So when he got back to his village of Patasek, all he found was like skeletons, bones, and like graves. And he found skeletons because they were dying so quickly, they didn't even have time to bury like each other. It was just like,
oh yeah,
it's so sad. So every tribal member died from all the European who brought diseases. And that's when he realized that he's the sole survivor of his village. And get this, the settlers would soon build over his village, and this would then become Plymouth, Massachusetts. Fucked up shit!
They built over?
Over all the graves, all the bones, moved all the bones aside. Was
they
like,
moved
sorry.
The bones?
I would imagine they're not, or maybe buried them somewhere else. I don't fucking know. I'm just saying,
does
like...
Does that area have, like, a high, like, haunted... Is that, like, a hot spot for paranormal
activity? I bet the whole, like, everything... I really want to go over there because I think that whole, like, area would be...
Yeah.
Where, like, the original, like, colonizers, like, out west, like, where we are in California, this is all new land over here. Like,
yeah,
I mean, it wasn't as, like, rowdy as when it was the wild, wild west, but it wasn't, I don't feel like it was as deadly as when the Americans,
like,
or the English
then,
first came to New York, you know, and, like, came to the New World to, like, you know...
Well, maybe for the natives,
especially for concentration,
they could conflict between each other, but not between the settlers and the natives.
Yeah, I mean, I know there's conflict out here, but it wasn't as I feel like it wasn't as concentrated in such a little area as like New York, Massachusetts, like.
Well,
you know,
that's
what I mean?
Where everybody first came.
Yeah, so it was just a bloodbath, probably. Like, oh my God. Okay, so. While Squanto was away, not only did his village suffer, but the other village, the entire Wampanoag tribe, lost around 75% of their people. This was worrisome as the enemy nearby, they were a little bit to the south of them, the Narragansett, didn't lose barely anybody.
Oh.
So they're still a big tribe, and that's their enemy. And now they're down to, you know, 25% left of their people.
Oh, wow. Now, did any of the native tribes, like, band up with the settlers?
So, I'm getting there.
Oh, okay. I see it coming. Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, like, this worried the Wampanoag because the Narragansett could easily take over their land, their people, everything.
Yeah.
So, the Wampanoag chief, Massasoit, looked at the settlers as possible allies and protection against the Narragansett.
Yeah, okay.
Chief Massasoit used Squanto as a translator, but Squanto wasn't part of, like, wasn't his tribe. He was his own tribe.
Yeah.
Because he was the last one left.
Yeah.
So the chief didn't really, like, trust him fully, so he kept Squanto on a very tight leash, like, and, like, pretty much under lock and key, like a prisoner with him.
Oh, okay.
So he was always with him. So, obviously, like, Squanto was like, fuck the shit. I've already been a slave. I've already been locked up. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So he decided to keep himself busy by teaching the settlers how to farm and survive. So the natives did not help out of the kindness of their hearts. Squanto helped out so he wouldn't be locked up again.
Yeah.
And they helped out for protection. So there was a lot of other things going on than just, like, hey there, we're going to help you farm. Like, we're going to help you survive. Like,
there's a lot more politics going on.
Yeah,
here.
Yes.
A lot of politics.
So, and we're still in the first Thanksgiving type era. Wait until we fast forward 200 years and you'll see the real politics.
Yeah, yeah.
So, at this point, the Wampanoag and the settlers made a treaty to protect each other and take care of each other, especially when it came to the Narragansett. I'm saying it's so fucked up. I know I am. I say it different every time. But I'm trying. I mean, it's not my language.
Yeah.
So this treaty and friendliness was a new thing as the European settlers had been coming over for over like 200 years. And the only thing they brought with them was disease and death and stealing. And the only thing they took back with them was natives to be sold as fucking slaves to Europe. They did nothing good for the Indians. So this was the first time that they actually made a treaty, that they made peace, that it was like all cool.
Okay, and what year was this?
That was the 1621-22.
Oh, okay, so it was right
after. It was right during all that, yeah. So I believe that this is the reason history considers this to be like the first Thanksgiving. And then they had their second Thanksgiving in 1623 to give thanks to the end of like this huge drought that was going to affect that year's harvest. Governor Bradford decided that this Thanksgiving should include days of fasting and Thanksgiving should be celebrated yearly.
Oh.
So.
Wait a minute. Days of fasting?
Yeah.
And I'm fasting.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny.
It's so weird that
Yeah, because you just started this. God, you're hangry too.
It's only day 6. You need to start.
I know. It's been a rough week for me.
Well, actually, yeah. Day 6.
Okay, so. Even though settlers and natives came together for a short time, it doesn't mean that every native and every settler were all good. It was only, like, this particular set of natives and this particular set of settlers. Like, that's it. And it only lasted for that, like, one generation, about 50 years. And that's it. So out of all, like, all these, this, like, whole Thanksgiving get up and this whole, like, holiday celebration, we are literally celebrating something that happened for only 50 years in our whole, like... You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, but no, because it's continued, right?
Well, but not the treaty. Not the them being nice and cool. They were still killing each other.
Yeah, yeah.
That's everywhere right. else, they were killing each other. Yeah. And even after the 50 years.
Yeah.
So, even during those 50 years, the tensions were growing from the settlers expanding their land and spreading their diseases and using the resources of the Wampanoag land. And so they were, the Wampanoag was already like getting really fucking pissed because they were using up all the water, good field, game, food, woods, like everything. The Wampanoag were feeling like super invaded and like, what the fuck? So the straw that broke the camel's back was when the settlers made a deal with the Wampanoag that they would buy land from them. However, the Wampanoag did not understand this. Because they, to them, it's a community. So what the Wampanoag thought that they were doing was buying into their community.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Let me be part of your tribe. We'll make one big tribe and we will be together.
Yes.
And so they when the settlers gave the natives the money for their land, the natives saw it as the settlers contributing and unifying and coming together, and they did not see them as literally buying their land, because to the natives, you don't buy land. It's the earth. Mm-hmm. It's sacred. Like, what? You can't buy land.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Pocahontas song, because I have to go back to Disney every time. There's a song in there that she says the land isn't something you can buy.
Oh, yeah. I have seen that movie, but it's been so long I don't remember the song.
Love that movie.
Yeah.
So this land grab caused major war from 1675 to 1678. And this was known as the King Philip's War, also known as the Great Narragansett War. This was when all the natives from present-day Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut came together and stood up to the European settlers. So now, the Wampanoag has now teamed up with their enemies to go after
the settlers. Because they realized that they were not contributing. They were trying to buy the land.
And for, you know, pennies on the dollar, I'm sure.
And so they're like, we're not selling you our land. This is
our home.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the settlers were completely unprepared for war. It was a complete surprise attack.
So, were they totally confused? Like, don't you understand we bought it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, they were naive to the fact that, like, they didn't trick the natives.
It was a misunderstanding, pretty much. Yeah. I don't think that the settlers
were trying to trick them.
I don't think that they were really trying to trick them at all. I mean, maybe undersell them or underbuy them or, you know, whatever. Yeah.
cheat them, but not trick them.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like, I don't, because, yeah, I just, like, because
they did give them money.
No, yeah, they gave them money. They didn't just steal it.
Yeah.
So they surprise attacked them, but obviously, as we know, the settlers got their shit together and overpowered the natives. There are still Wampanoags today that remember Thanksgiving as a day of mourning as opposed to a day of giving thanks.
For sure, because they had their land taken from them.
Yeah, they made this peace just to fucking be, that was the downfall of tribes everywhere pretty
much. So if the settlers didn't try to buy the land from them and then it ended up in war because of, obviously, they weren't happy about it.
Yeah. And they're like, if they had just respected everything.
The respect of the treaty and not tried to buy the land, then we may not be where we are now.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows where
it would have been. I have no idea. I don't know what would have happened. I don't know. Would they have just, like, packed up and moved back to England? Like, I don't know. Would we be more Indian now? Like, would it be, like Indian, American, like,
instead of, it's like,
on the reservations and stuff, it would be like,
we'd be reservations.
We would probably be in the reservations and not allowed to leave, you know, it would be like totally opposite. Or we would all just cohabitate together, coexist, like, better. I mean, we are now, but because of the reservations and stuff like that, like, I don't know how it would work. I don't know what, like, the trickle-down effect from that has shaped America and really shaped, like, everything. Like, without that one treaty and that one downfall, I don't know what would have... Like, I have no idea.
It's so hard to say, like, what would have happened. I think
we have no idea.
Probably they could have learned, like, I bet you anything. You know how everybody wants to go green now and
solar? We would have stayed green. I was thinking that, too.
Americans would have taught us so much more that we could have, like, not harmed the earth as much and probably not be in the way that we are now, but the technology still would have grown, so we'd still would have technology.
All right, so let's fast forward to 1789 when George Washington designated the first Thanksgiving proclamation by the national government of the United States. He did this to show gratitude for independence and ratification of the U.S. Constitution. Afterwards, President John Adams and James Madison both designated days of thanks during their presidency. Then the different states started their own days of thanks, and soon it was a thankful fucking year. It was like every day was a different day for thanks, for this, for that, whatever. It got out of control. Everyone was celebrating on different days for different reasons. However, the South didn't participate. You know how the South can be with that type of thing. So, just like President's Day, they grouped everything thankful day, like everything together to one day. In 1863, Abraham Lincoln made Thanksgiving the last Thursday of November, and that was great, and that is what we did until 1939, when Franklin D. Roosevelt moved the holiday up 1 week in November during the Great Depression as a way to bring up retail sales. This was known as Franksgiving.
What?
For those who were opposed to his idea. Isn't that funny? They were making up words like they do now with, like, politicians, like...
Yeah, but I didn't
like
know that
slow Biden and Donald, or what's that, what? Donald Rump or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
A Rumptard and what's the... And I guess slow Biden. I don't know what the ones for Biden. I don't pay attention to
anything. I don't know.
But, yeah, isn't that funny that they did that back then? Yeah. So now we celebrate on the fourth Thursday of the month. Which is why we have a whole week next week that's still Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And Black Friday, that's when this started.
Well, then they added the Black Friday
for retail sales. That's why, to get it out of the red and into the black, yeah.
Yeah.
So in 1941, that's when they did finally settle on the fourth Thursday in November. And that was, again, the happy version of Thanksgiving. Here's what really happened. Thanksgiving is so happy and butterflies. So Lincoln decided to make it an official holiday as a way for everyone to come together and improve the relationships between the northern and southern states. Remember that this is right during the Civil War. Mm. And it was also to unify the United States and tribal nations. was Lincoln just being a fabulous, unifying president, just all happy-go-lucky and butterflies and sunshines? You bet your ass that's a lie.
Honest Abe?
Honest Abe. He's a fucking...
Honest Abe wasn't so honest.
No, guess what happened 1 year prior to him, like, let's give thanks? The Dakota War of 1862. This was when federal agents kept the Dakota Sioux tribes from receiving food, water, supplies, pretty much cutting them off from the outside world. Many members of the tribe died when finally the natives stood up and fought back. And you know what the fuck happened? Thousands of Dakota warriors were captured or killed, and over 300 were sentenced to death in a series of military trials. This was leading to the largest mass execution in U.S. history. Lincoln did pardon many of those sentences, but on December 26, 1862, 38 Dakota men were hanged in Mankato, Minnesota.
So this is just like a witch hunt. Like, there was no purpose. There was no reason. They just wanted to wipe them out.
And Abraham Lincoln said, okay, hanging them. And then a year later, fucked up. So after the Dakota War, the remaining Dakota natives were forcibly removed from their reservations and caused the natives to once again distrust the U.S. government. So what does Lincoln do a mere 11 months after this bloody massacre? He fucking makes Thanksgiving an official holiday. To bring the natives and the government all together and unify and happy-go-lucky. Fucking serious? Like, you just killed, like...
They don't want a holiday. They want their land back. They want you to stop killing them. They want you to stop lying to them.
So...
They don't want their food and water and whatever cut off. Resources. Their livelihood.
So this is why people feel the reason...
They don't want a fucking holiday.
No. This is why people feel the reason Lincoln pushed for Thanksgiving so hard and the way he went about it was completely propaganda. Because he couldn't have the first account news stories because there was newspapers and Indians were coming up being like, I witnessed this and da-da. He couldn't have first account news stories telling all the massacres occurring without doing something positive for the people residing in the United States.
Yeah, because that's a real downer. We just killed all these people. What can we do to, like, bring it up?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have a holiday. Yeah. Everybody's going to get together and say what they're thankful for. I'm thankful that you didn't kill me.
Yeah, but thanks for killing Uncle fucking whoever. I don't know. Squanto or Paco or I don't know any Indian names.
I think they have just, like, probably regular names, don't they?
No.
No, not back Squanto, then. Not no. Then. Yeah. Paul.
Yeah, no, I don't think there was any Pauls back then. they have regular names. Yes, now they do.
Think of a regular name.
Yeah, no. They had like a girl with yellow hair. Like, you know, like.
Well, they always had like a meeting behind
it. Yeah. Yeah. But whatever it was, and that's what the meeting was. I'm just thinking of that TV show 1923. And, like, yeah, they had their words, but it would be, like, girl with yellow hair or, like, girl with blue or whatever, like, riding horse. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sitting, I know.
Crazy horse,
sitting bull.
We should know some of these.
We should.
Really bad.
We should. Well, no, because my friend had a friend that she dated, I guess, whatever. Whatever. And he is from one of the local reservations. And his first name is a normal name, like Paul, whatever. I don't want to say many names. Anyway. But his next name was totally, like, Indian like this. And it was...
Oh, it's like a family name.
It was...
Like a historic family name. It's like a... Like a family name in my family would be, like, Emma. That would be a family name.
Yeah, his was, I'm going to do different things, Longwood.
Oh, okay.
It's something different, but it's like that.
Yeah.
It's the equivalent to that or whatever, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. Weird, huh?
I don't know. I mean, it's...
Like, well, no, but that's not weird, but that's now. Like, so even now they're doing the same names.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, where was I? I don't even know where I was now.
Honest Abe wasn't very honest.
No. Okay.
He just created a holiday.
So then 1 year later, after he created this holiday, after the massacre, on November 29th, 1864, the Sand Creek Massacre took place. 700 Colorado Territory militia attacked a village of Cheyenne and Arapaho Native Americans, killing 230. So they're still fucking attacking them even after. And this is the shit that I found out today right before we recorded. It's, like, written because I was like, oh, my God, it just gets worse.
Yeah, but, like, why are they attacking them?
For the land? I don't fucking know. But they're different?
Their land, though.
Because they're different than us? You know, that's usually what it's over, racial shit, right?
Isn't this the land the government gave them after taking their land?
But then maybe the
people... So now the government's trying to take it back? I don't understand.
Or it's just the military just doing their own thing. You know what I mean?
Maybe there was, you know what I'm thinking? And I don't know because I didn't research this. I bet you that land had some kind of natural resources on it they wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe there was oil there.
Yeah, or maybe there was better, I don't know, a lake or something. Yeah.
Some kind of resource that they're like, fuck, we actually. That's their land,
but we need
we
it.
Need so this we're part gonna, of it. So we're just gonna wipe them out or whatever, displace them and whatever. And if they won't leave, then we'll just kill them because we want this land for this resource, some mineral or some something. That's the way I kind of see that going.
But so so during this time, it was still the Civil War was still occurring all during this time. And the Civil War was between April 12th, 1861 and April 9th, 1865. Honest Abe got assassinated 6 days later, April 15th, 1865.
Yeah, they're like, fucking, we're going to murk this bitch.
They
fucking killing everybody.
Yeah.
Like, bye-bye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right after he freed the slaves, though, that's what stopped the Civil War.
I mean, freeing the slaves, that's another thing, you know?
Yeah.
But...
Dude, I know. But, like, he's fucking crazy. I really want, like, after doing this, like, I've never watched any of the movies on Abraham Lincoln. You know, there's all these, like, movies.
Well, slaves, there was also Native American slaves, not just African American slaves. Yeah. They weren't even African American back then. But, they were just black, right? Like, because they weren't American.
Yeah, but Lincoln was...
Well, they were just black.
I don't know
what the right term is for it. I'm sorry.
Lincoln had slaves of his own. That were African American. He had all this shit. So I really want to do an episode on Abraham Lincoln. Because, but I've never seen any of his movies. You know, there's all these movies that have come out in recent years. I've never seen any of them. So I don't even know
I've never seen anything about him. I just know that he was supposedly Honest Abe. He freed the slaves.
He's on the $5 bill.
He's on the $5 bill, and he was shot in a theater.
Yeah, a theater.
Shot in a theater with a tiny little gun.
Yeah, by John Wilkes.
Yeah. And that's all I know. I didn't even know this stuff about the natives and how he did all this. No, I didn't.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
So, did you know, this might answer some of your questions, that some people use their religion back then and believe that this was all due to the divine providence of, and that God... willed them to take over the land?
Willed the settlers to take
over? Yes.
So now they're using religion
to
justify?
Which is what happens in the Middle East all the time.
Oh, they're doing that now in the Middle East.
Yeah. Yeah. Mind blown. And don't think that Thanksgiving even started in 1621.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what it was called before Thanksgiving. A big feast and celebration in the fall has taken place in pretty much every fucking society as far back as we can date back to.
The Harvest Moon, right?
Yeah, but even before that. In fact, in 1565, a Spanish explorer, Pedro Menendez de Avila, had invited the Timucua tribe to dinner in St. Augustine, Florida to thank God for his crew's safe arrival. Mm-hmm. So that was when settlers, I mean, this was a Spanish settler then, you know, different, but...
there's many settlers in America. Everybody here is a settler unless you're native.
Yeah, so he invited the Native Americans to have a big feast.
Yeah.
So there was peace right there, but it doesn't go into the...
That was in the 1500s.
Yeah, and it doesn't play into the whole England, because England eventually took over this whole fucking country.
Yeah.
You know? Then on December 4th, 1619, 38 British settlers arrived at Berkeley Hundred off the Virginia James River. They proclaimed this day as a day of thanksgiving to Almighty God. The Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans all gave thanks to their gods after the fall harvest by having a huge feast and celebration. In later times, the Catholic Church would fast for a few days before their huge feast as sentiment of a sacrifice to God.
Mm-hmm.
Even Native Americans had their fall harvest celebration way before settlers ever even came along. Giving thanks and having a celebration is nothing new. It was just labeled and has been marketed as Thanksgiving because of Lincoln. The biggest Thanksgiving commercial marketing started in 1924 with the annual Macy's Day Parade. And it has a 2.5-mile route, and everyone in America watches it. At least I do. I mean, like, everybody's seen it at least once.
Yeah, yeah. That's something that's growing up when you're little. That's just one of the things that you watch. You watch the Charlie Brown special.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. Wizard of Oz would come on once a year on CBS 2 days before Thanksgiving.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, you'd always see Wizard of Oz.
It would always be, for us, it would be the Charlie Brown movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would be the Macy's Parade.
They prayed, yeah.
Always. Like, yep. That was what you put on when in the morning when mom's finishing up the last bit of the cooking.
Yeah, exactly. And Cartoon Network. At night, in the evening, while the parents were getting drunk, and it was just, like, me and my cousins and stuff, and they're playing cards, whatever the fuck they're doing, Cartoon Network would come on, and it would be Fievel Goes West.
Oh, Fievel Goes West. I remember that one.
An American Tale.
Yeah.
So, anyways, nowadays, many people celebrate Thanksgiving as a way of giving thanks. They do not celebrate the Mayflower, or the quote-unquote first Thanksgiving, but are going back to the roots of the real meaning behind Thanksgiving, which is a harvest festival and feast in order to give thanks and just to celebrate in general. So a lot of people are just like, fuck this shit.
I don't think anybody wants to celebrate, like, taking over the land from the Native Americans.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, no, I don't think it, yeah. Some Natives do not like Thanksgiving, like, in the least, so much so that they have started to protest at Plymouth Rock. Starting in 1970 on Thanksgiving, yeah. And they call it a national day of mourning. In their eyes, had that set of settlers and the Wampanoag tribe not had a treaty, their land would still be their land and would not have caused such a war.
Well, it makes sense that they would if they would protest anywhere, that I'm sure it happens other places, but they would protest there because that's where the spot. Treaty
that's
was
where it
broken.
All happened. And that is where the Squanto's tribe was completely demolished.
Yeah.
And then they built freaking Plymouth, Massachusetts over it. Like,
I bet you there's a lot of paranormal activity.
I bet
there.
So too. So here are my references really quickly. Potawatomi.org, retrieved November 13th, 2023, written November 25th, 2020. Kids National Geographic, retrieved November 13th, 2023, article, The First Thanksgiving. Smithsonian Magazine article, The Myth of Thanksgiving Story and the Lasting Damage They Imbue, by Claire Bugos on November 26th, 2019. History.com article, Thanksgiving 2023, originally written October 27th, 2009, updated November 7th, 2023, and retrieved November 13th, 2023. Yeah, isn't that crazy? Like, there's so much more than just, like, oh, the first Thanksgiving. Like, I knew that the first Thanksgiving was, like, a bloody battle, but really, the first Thanksgiving, quote-unquote, the 1621, was not a bloody battle.
No, that one was actually pretty chill.
Yeah, it was, like, everything part, before and after.
Yeah.
But that 50 years, that's why I'm like, it's the truth, but it's not the whole truth.
See, I just remember learning that, like, that... You know, when came here, we, like, killed them all more because of, like, smallpox. Because we would be like, oh, here, have these blankets. And, like, we would, like, share stuff with them. And that they died because they weren't used to, like, our germs and stuff.
Which they did, that.
I know, but I always grew up as a kid thinking, like, that it was just by accident. Like, we didn't, like, come here to, like, take everything from everyone. Because, you know, and I, like,
oops, we killed you.
Well... Not like that.
I know.
You know,
I know what I mean?
Like, I was more innocent about it when I was little.
But that's how they teach you.
I was just thinking that, like, and then obviously they got pissed off, the ones that were surviving, the natives surviving, because they're like, you're fucking, like, get the fuck out of here.
Like,
get off of our land. You're causing, you guys are, like you said, they're dirty. They did bring bugs and smallpox and all kinds of shit.
Epidemics and shit,
And we don't want anything to do with you. Mm-hmm. Like, go back to where you came from because you're fucking up our life here,
entire habitat.
Yeah.
Like, the entire ecological system is crashing right
it's
now.
It's almost like we were a fungus taking over a plant
or mold. Yeah.
And so, I'm all we because I'm white, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was like
the settlers.
A parasite.
Yeah. But like, I didn't realize that, like, they broke treaties.
Yeah.
Today, like, I just thought it was like that. I never, like, really looked into it.
I'm crazy, huh?
I mean, it's our history, but...
Oh, I mean, like, but that's not how it's marketed, what?
No, I mean,
oh, you went like that, like,
no, because my nose is, like, no, all itchy. I saw on my hair. So, and that's I didn't crazy, realize huh? that Abraham Lincoln was such a liar.
Such an asshole. I want to deep dive into him because everything he did was for political gain. And it was like when he freed the slaves, it wasn't to free the slaves. I believe it was to get more votes for his next presidency.
Oh, yeah.
But he never got propaganda. That far. But yeah, exactly. And I'm that's what they're doing
he
now.
Got shot.
Yeah. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, that checks.
Yeah.
Like, I get that.
He was assassinated for a reason.
He sucks, so.
He was a horrible president.
Anyway.
I mean, he did free yeah. the slaves, so there's that.
But it was just
any president has good things they do and bad things they do.
And, like, but he did it. He freed the slaves for political gain. Like, yeah. It wasn't out of the goodness of his heart that history let people, that history wants us to believe that it was out of the goodness of his heart, like, oh, let's do this. It wasn't.
We should do a whole deep dive into him.
I want to.
How he freed the slaves and how much he really had to do with freeing the slaves.
Yeah, or if he was, like pushed into a corner to do it because yeah. they were going to murder him.
Because you know that there's other politicians involved and there's yeah. votes and there's so much more that could. He can't just be like, and they're free. Like, it doesn't happen. Nothing happens like that.
Yeah.
So
it's a whole, like,
who was, like, nudging him and saying, okay, you need to do this. You need to do this.
Yeah.
Or did he even really want to? He just got the credit for it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we hope that you guys have a fabulous Thanksgiving and that you learned something today because...
I did. Yeah, I definitely
researching,
did.
I sure as hell did. You should have heard how many times I was like, oh my God.
And these are just the ones that you found and there's so many other stories yeah. all around America.
Yeah, this is just like the main...
This is just like a little...
pinprick of yeah. what happened.
Yeah.
So do some more research, as we always say. It'll like research, do your own research. Don't believe anything on the internet and keep going. Mm-hmm. Don't stop learning.
Always learn, yeah.
Don't stop believing. Sorry. Okay.
Is there a song in there?
Yeah.
The beautiful
no, song. I don't know.
What is it that, you used to sing when you were little around Thanksgiving? Something
and that's
I don't even know any of these songs.
You like went into the presidential march at the end of that.
She's just merging every song together that you can buy. That was the word of her or something.
No, I didn't do any of the Thanksgiving plays. We never did that at school. I never had any Thanksgiving pageants or anything.
I just remember, like, learning them in third grade, but I don't remember third grade that much, so.
Third grade is my favorite. My teacher was teacher of the year that I, for all of the whole state of California, when I was in her class. Oh. I had the best third grade teacher. Shout out to Miss Foot.
Miss Foot?
Yeah. She's the best. She's on my Facebook friend list.
Miss Foot?
And she ended up being my adopted grandma's, like, it was my grandma's best friend, but she ended up being... Her husband was a pastor, and she ended up being at my adopted grandma's, like, 80th birthday party, and I got to see her again, like, 15 years ago.
That's awesome!
Isn't that crazy?
Wow, that is crazy.
Because they had it at the church, and so the church that her husband preaches at. Mm-hmm. And her husband was... It was, like, a whole thing. It doesn't matter. Okay, so we're gonna go, though.
You just got me thinking, like, do I have a teacher like that really stands out? And I can only think of one.
Huh.
And his name is Coach Dennis Schneider. He was the coach for a high school, and then he started a new high school, and I switched over to the new high school with him, and he was my teacher.
How funny.
And then...
You little stalker.
No. He told me, I'm starting this new school, blah, blah, blah. And
then you switched over right away.
I switched over, so he would be my teacher. And then he got too busy, and he couldn't be my teacher because he was running the damn thing. And he's like the director, and I think he's still the director. I don't know.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't know. But yeah.
Okay, well, have
shout out to Coach Snyder.
Have a great Thanksgiving, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And send us emails at conspiraciesunlocked@gmail.com. And
don't forget to share, like, and subscribe. Did you say that?
No, you
and
did.
And happy Thanksgiving. Happy Harvest.
I did say it. Happy Harvest Day.
Yeah, happy Harvest Day.
Well, Thanksgiving, to be thankful for everything. So happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for you. Doing all the social medias.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, bye.